Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Happy Sunday, happy Sunday, happy Sunday, y'all. I know it's been a minute. I've been doing some things behind the scenes. Boy, y'all gonna be excited when y'all find out my big announcement that I got working, partnering up with somebody. Okay, I'm just gonna give y'all a little spiel. May have a show dropping soon. Yeah. All right. Okay, you want to be a part of the show? Y'all hit me up at OpenTalk2, yahoo.com. I can make that happen. Check out my website at www.opentalk2.co. iHeartRadio is dropping some of my joints on the podcast, so definitely check those out as well. Today on the show, y'all, first ever in H-Town, we're actually going to be in Sugarland, we're going to have CEO of the Dogpalooza Festival, got Greg Humble. He's going to be chopping it up with me in the studio, talking about their event that's coming up April 23rd. And also, he is going to be definitely giving away some tickets. Yep, free giveaway for some tickets to the show. So y'all got to stay tuned. You got to listen. Check it out. Check it out. You want to be a part of the show? Again, hit me up at OpenTalk2, yahoo.com, and I can make that happen. All right, I'm going to give y'all maybe a blast from the past, and when I come back, gonna have Mr. Humble in the studio. Don't go nowhere. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
Well,
All right, all right. We're back live in the studio, and I have Mr. Greg on the line, y'all. He's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on in Sugarland, Texas, April 23rd. Hello, Mr. Humble. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking time to interview with me today. So tell the listeners a little bit about this event, this major event that's going on April 23rd in Sugarland, Texas. Let us know what's going on.
Yes, we are so excited to bring this event to Sugarland and share it with the community and the Houston community because we think it's going to be huge. It's the world's first Dogecoin Music Festival and the world's first Dogepalooza. It's going to be live April 23rd at Constellation Field in Sugarland, Texas. That's home of the newly branded Sugarland Space Cowboys. It's owned by the Houston Astros.
Mm-hmm.
So come out, show some love. It's going to be great. It's from 12 p.m. noon until 10 p.m. We have live entertainment. We also have education, educating people about NFTs, blockchain, crypto, the metaverse, and more. Dogecoin, of course, because it wouldn't be a Dogepalooza without Dogecoin. And we're going to be educating people as well as having fun entertainment activities. And there are going to be a lot of giveaways and prizes. We even have Dogemon Go, which is one of our sponsors, to give away up to $100,000.
Wow.
And their game and stuff, which should be amazing and fun. We also have live entertainment from, like, Dionne Warwick, Damon Elliott. Dionne's a Grammy Award-winning living legend icon. Damon Elliott, Grammy Award-winning producer. And
wow.
Dionne's son, he won a Grammy for Lady Marmalade. And he's produced everybody from Beyonce, Destiny's Child, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Lady Gaga, Pink, you know, Billy Ray Cyrus, Miley Cyrus, and the list goes on.
It's gonna be jam-packed in that place, I'm telling you.
We got White Sun, Grammy Award-winning group that beat Enya for Grammy. We got Houston's own media personality, Totally Randy, making her comeback for hosting appearance from her tragedy that happened in the local area on the 27th of September.
Okay.
I don't know if you all are familiar with what happened to her, but her and her sister were leaving a actual event that she was hosting, and some guy pulled up and asked, hey, would you like a ride to your car? And they politely said, no, thank you. He kept insisting. They kept saying, no, thank you. He left the parking lot, came back around, and as they were walking, hit them from behind with his car. Her sister went flying and broke a bunch of bones.
I did. I saw that on the news.
And Randy was flying like 40 feet, and it damaged her face. She didn't even think she was going to ever be able to host again. And this is going to be her debut back at hosting at Dogepalooza. We also have Little Mook and Astrocat. They're amazing artists from the Doge community. They've done some amazing hit Doge Queen songs. We've got up-and-coming artist Simona that's produced by Jakari and a couple of Michael Jackson's relatives. Jason DeMore is mentored by Neo.
Okay.
Sugarland's own Vel Lewis, who toured with Dionne for over 3 years, plus has a song last summer with one of the Temptations. And this, right before Dogepalooza, he's dropping a new song with a guitarist that actually wrote some of J-Lo's hit songs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to come perform as well with Vel. And they're going to have, like, we're going to have a big after party and album release at Bar Louie, right across from the Marriott, where we're all staying.
Okay.
And the town center there in Sugarland.
Okay.
We've got top 100 podcaster, Mark Menard. We've got Eloise Marchesoni. She's actually Europe's number one tokenomics expert. She's going to come do a lot of education. We even have Dulles High School's jazz band, the Viking Vanguard. So we're trying to include not just national and big acts, but also local acts and give them a chance to be on the same stage as these Grammy Award winners.
I see.
The Viking Vanguard are coming. Houston's own D-Bots, who's a three-time nominated Grammy producer who does amazing beats, him and Rostin Beats are going to come together, and they're going to do a once-in-a-lifetime performance of their two songs. Normally they, you know, stay in the studio, make the beats, craft all that magic, but they're actually going to come out and they're going to actually perform two songs of theirs that are funny songs they're going to do live for us. And then we have Knox Bond and Trill Will, who are Universal Music Group's signed artists.
Mm-hmm.
They're amazing blowing up right now, huge. They're all over the place. We have Sonny Bono. He's a Samoan rapper from the Bay, San Francisco area.
Wow.
He's an amazing artist.
Okay.
We have Talon Majors. Talon Majors is actually a pop goddess. She has written for artists on the three major labels,
mm-hmm.
and now she's dropping out some of her own stuff.
Okay.
We've got her. We've got Fourth Disciple and Killer Priest, who are from, you know, done a lot of stuff in production with Wu-Tang.
Oh.
And we're on a lot of Wu-Tang projects.
Okay.
And that's Fourth Disciple and Killer Priest. So they're going to be in the house, and you never know who else will show up depending on their availability because, you know, Wu-Tang's got a lot of members.
Oh.
And then we've got, like, Letitia Lee, Blossom Nicole, Toki Mitchell, and then we have some more local artists like Motion and Mel, Jamakai, Shipley.
So it's going to be a fun fact event then.
Oh, my God. We've got D-Flocko, Dash the Goat, Kilometers, Trillex, C.A. the Don, Gammy Gons, DJ Green Zillin, Chutane and Tony G, all local amazing Houston artists and stuff, as well as we got some more international celebrities coming. We've got some other amazing potential billionaires that may show up because the airport, the private airport right across the street, you know, makes it easy for Elon Musk or Mark Cuban to fly in and out and hop over to the event if their schedules permit. And everyone knows Elon just did his cyber rodeo at his Tesla thing and put the giant Doge dog in the sky with the drones and stuff on the 7th.
That's what I'm talking about.
So people want more information, they can go to dogepalooza.com. That's dogepalooza.com. It's going to be an amazing, fun time. We're trying to show Sugarland the best time. This is the world's first Dogecoin music festival. It's going to go down in history.
That's right.
It's the world's first Dogepalooza.
Well, let me ask you, how did this music festival come about? I just want to know, how did y'all get all these jam-packed things about?
Well, here's the story. I've been in the entertainment industry 30-plus years and produced everything from movies, music videos, TV shows, concerts, albums, done all kinds of marketing and promotion all over the world and for Fortune 100 and 500 corporations. I've done a lot of charity fundraising for major charities throughout my years, including raised $14 million in one day for Battered Women Children's Shelter, $3 million for No-Kill Animal Shelter and stuff. And so I do a lot of charity work, and I do a lot of marketing and promotion. And when I was in May in Twitter Spaces last May, Twitter actually opened up something called Twitter Spaces. And myself, Sadie Superfly, or Sadie, who's our executive director of brand development, her actual handle is Sadie Supa, S-U-P-A Fly, at Twitter and Instagram stuff. And mine's Dogepalooza at Twitter, Instagram, and all social media. I ended up thinking about it. I was like, okay, we had people talking in Twitter Spaces like, hey, we need to get adoption of Dogecoin to businesses and charities.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was after the Elon Musk Saturday Night Live episode, and it was when Barry Siebert shorted Dogecoin. And so people were like, hey, we need to get this going more.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I've got connections and, you know, charities, I've got connections with big brands, I could get them to adopt Dogecoin by talking to them and doing it in a fun way. So I came up with the idea of the festival on May 12th last year.
Okay.
It was May 12th, and I was like, you know, I could do festivals. So I looked at, you know, different names for it, you know, Doge Festival, and all, but they were already taken and fragmented, different people on the domains, different people on the actual social media. So I came up with Dogepalooza, and it kind of worked. I was able to get all the domain names, all the social media accounts, and literally within 1 week of creating it,
mm-hmm.
a week and a half of creating it, Elon Musk liked the tweet about our festival,
mm-hmm.
and Ben Zinger wrote an article about it.
Okay.
And the next thing you know, we went mega viral. We had every major executive from all the major record labels, film companies, and artist managers, agents calling us and saying they want to be a part. I lost my voice 3 times last year. because of having to talk so much from it. And then that article went global, you know, and you can imagine with Elon Musk in it saying it sounds kind of fun. It went global, and Benzinga brought Sadie and I back a few weeks later, like 8 weeks into creating it, 6.5 after the Elon article, and we did our first live interview with Benzinga, and we did our first, you know, or second article with them. And that article, we, you know, ended up being in the top five most read articles for the entire week on their entire website, number one most read article for the entire weekend on their entire website. And we've done that over and over where we've been like top three for the week, number one for the whole weekend, and number one for the whole weekend, over and over, back-to-back-to-back articles because of the popularity of Dogecoin and what we're doing and being the first of it and bringing all this amazing talent to Sugarland.
So do you think next year y'all would do the same thing, possibly?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do this. We have plans to do it every year here in Sugarland, as well as we already have plans and we're already working on Doge Palooza all over the United States and around the world. We have teams already in 12 countries working, and we're working deals to be doing, like, many more this year and a whole bunch even more next year. It's been crazy because with all the media publicity being written in, you know, from Yahoo, MSN, Today.com wrote an article about us. The Today Show had Dion on talking about us. Saturday Night Live requested to include us in the skit. We were actually included in a Saturday Night Live skit back in November, November 5th, the first weekend in November. We were on Saturday Night Live. It's on my Twitter account. They can see where they mentioned Doge News, and they had a fake Dion interviewing the real Dion. It was so cool. And they talked about Doge News. We've had Entertainment Tonight. We brought Brooke Burke, Damon Elliott, and Dionne Warwick into Twitter Spaces for the first time. Did live interviews with Benzinga there. We did an event with Operation Smile and filmed out at Brooke Burke's mansion and raised money for Children of Cleft Palates. We're doing this 100% for charity. We're not making money on this. Mm-hmm. Nobody on our team's not making money. I'm not making a penny. I've spent over six figures to make this happen because we believe, you know, the charities suffered during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And what people don't realize is charities lost 86% to 90-something percent of their fundraising dollars and capital that normally come in because they could not have in-person events.
Wow.
So part of creating this last year, I thought, I want to give back to the charities in a big way. So 100% of the ticket sales, minus sales tax and credit card processing fees, which I must say my lawyers tell me to say all the time, will go to the charities we support. And we have an amazing list of charities from, like, the American Cancer Society to we have also multiple myeloma. Sadie's father actually suffers from that as well, and so that's one dear target. The American Cancer Society, my mom actually had breast cancer. Sadie's father had cancer. And we also, one of the Dogecoin developers died of cancer last year.
Okay.
And so it's big in the Doge community. Every charity we chose has a purpose, like Lupus Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Our online spokesperson, Coco Chanel, she actually has three forms of lupus, and people don't understand how debilitating that can be. And she's, you know, so we want to support that and support her.
Absolutely.
And she, Sadie and I worked, and Coco worked tirelessly trying to get lupus to accept crypto and Dogecoin, and she actually got them to accept it after months of her hard work talking to them. We also are supporting disabled American veterans because both my father and Sadie's father are disabled vets.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to give back to the men and women that serve to us. And also, we're doing animals because Humane Society of Oldham County, they're a charity dear to my heart because one of our friends is a volunteer and on the board. And all of them, they volunteer for it. And what people don't realize is just because they have Humane Society in the name, they don't get the dollars from the big Humane Society. The little ones actually have to go out and get the money themselves.
Wow.
And then we're also supporting Cerebral Palsy Foundation, because one of my friends, her daughter has cerebral palsy. Her name's Emily. And it's a very important thing to shine light on, mm-hmm. and raise money for, mm-hmm. to help. Mm-hmm. We're also supporting the Canine Cop Project, because I don't think people realize, but a lot of, and I didn't know it either, a lot of the canine units across the country in the mid and smaller levels are paid for by the officers themselves and, or organizations like the Canine Cop Project. We're also supporting the Khan Academy. It's one of Elon Musk's only charities that he follows on Twitter, and they have an amazing, what they do is they provide the same high-quality education for people that can't afford it so that they have the same playing field and the same knowledge and the same level of teachers and quality of education. We think that's important.
That is important.
If you uplift everyone, everyone wins. There's nobody that loses if we uplift everyone. And that's also a big part of Doge Palooza because of the fact that we want to educate people on blockchain, crypto, NFTs, metaverse, and all this. I actually built a 3D virtual metaverse in 2006 for the military and the TRICARE system in the Cubana military. So we wanted to, you know, help educate people on stuff because I have, you know, long experience in it. We're also supporting a local charity called Face the Form.
Okay.
And Del Lewis, one of our performers, is the head of that charity. And what that charity does is they actually raise money and provide instruments for children that can't afford them. And they don't give them used instruments. They give them brand new instruments with 10-year warranties. So these kids not only have something to do and look forward to in school, but then they can create a career out of it. They can take that instrument on to college and use it in their career. So that's an amazing organization, Faith the Form. And we're all about supporting charity. We're always going to donate 100% of all the money, minus sales tax and credit card processing fees, to organizations that we believe in support. And we're going to pick different ones everywhere we go in the country and around the world to make impacts in the local communities as well, because that's part of our mission of doing only good every day, because that's what Doge stands for. And we also have an amazing charity called, that is our highlighted charity. They are called For My City. And their website is For My City, the number four, mycity.us. And they have, since 2018, rescued 130 million pounds of food, which equates to 108 million meals that they've done. And anybody listening, if you want to help, go to their charity. You can make donations, or even if you can't afford a donation, you know how you can help? If you go out to eat today, tomorrow, next week, whenever you go out to eat somewhere, ask that restaurant you're at what they do with that food. Most businesses and restaurants throw that food away. So not only are they saving the environment, but they're using that food that would be thrown away to feed people because it's perfectly good, edible food. And it gets thrown away. 40% of the food gets thrown away every day. Imagine if everybody listening went and got a restaurant to do this and give to For My City. Imagine what we can all change in this world.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm gonna take a quick break, and I'm going to play one song, and I'm going to try to get some callers to call in. Listeners, give me a call. I'm going to take the second caller right now to get some tickets if you want to show up in Sugarland, April 23rd. So hit me up. I'm live right now. Don't go nowhere. You can speak to Mr. Humble, and he can actually give you a little more information. Don't go nowhere. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
Hey, guys. It's Chloe and Hallie, and we are so happy to be talking with Cindy on Open Talk 2.
I want to announce the Doge card is the bum, 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 bum.
Let go. That pill, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you light work.
You, YouTube and Facebook and SoundCloud and Reverb, Instagram and Reels, all you claiming you in beast mode. You gathered all your people together and make them like it. Got a buzz all over the net, now you excited. A lot of y'all taking the credit, didn't even write it. Now you spitting it and come from the hall, you can't recite it. I ain't hating, I'm just speaking the truth. Cause if you market yourself, you get that wealth, more power to you. I got a problem with a lot of the youth. You keep saying you a real ass nigga, you ain't telling the truth. I'm Clark Kent when I step in the booth. I got something deep in this bitch, we getting it.
Hi, you're on live with Open Talk 2. This is Cindy. Thanks for calling in. You listening to the show?
Yes, I am.
Well, how are you on this happy Sunday?
I'm all right. I'm all right. I heard a whole bunch of celebrities, but I didn't hear anything about Taylor Swift. She going to be there?
No, Taylor Swift will not be there this year, but she'll be there next year. But you are not caller number two, so thank you for calling in. What? But don't go nowhere. Listen to our show, okay?
If I hang up and call right back, can I be caller number two?
No.
Anybody
hold
else
on. Don't go nowhere.
Let me call. Give me the...
Hi, you on live with Open Talk 2. This is Cindy. You're calling number two?
Oh, my goodness.
Tickets to Palooza on April 23rd.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you hear all the information?
I was holding. Yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay. What's your name?
Oh, my goodness.
What's your name?
Michelle.
Okay, Michelle. So you can tell me at Open Talk 2. Yahoo.com, and I'll let you know how to claim your tickets. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Houston.
Okay,
The north side. The north side. I'm close to Humble Atascocita.
So who are you going to bring with you?
That I don't know. So I'm going to have to think about it. But I know I'm going to be there.
Well, thank you for calling.
Oh, my goodness.
Continue to listen to the show if you can. And, again, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I'll let you know how to get your tickets.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Congratulations.
All right, my listeners, still stay online. My listeners that are calling, please stay on the line. If not, if you're just online listening, again, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com because we're actually going to do some more tickets at the end of the show. So don't go nowhere. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. I'm going to drop another song, just a half of a song, and I'm going to have Mr. Humble back on the line talking a little bit more about the event. Don't go nowhere.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, Curtis Blow, representing that real hip-hop. Is my girl Cindy doing her thing all day, every day, 24/7.
You gotta grind. You gotta grind.
Yeah. We got Cindy on the track. Old school track. New school vibe. You did it with this one, Cindy. Let's go.
Listen up, I got something to say. I made it to the top from around the way. It's a story of success without selling drugs. My body or my soul, no claims to thugs. I did it the right way, hard work and dedication. With God by my side, I found the motivation. Now I'm living out my dreams. Yo, this is the life. With the knowledge that I'm kicking, there's no more strife. No more struggling, this issue's for the birds. It's all about the life, just listen to my words. I spit in real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it now.
Welcome back to the studio, Mr. Greg. I'm back here, I got my second caller. Her name was Michelle, and she says she is from the Houston area, the north side. So, all right now.
It's so exciting that she won. She's calling too. She was so excited.
She was excited. She was. Because actually, you know, this is probably the first time I ever gave away anything on the show.
Oh, cool. We're breaking history again.
Ah, yeah.
we're constantly doing. We actually are also the first company that we're able to sell tickets and Dogecoin to our event, and I worked with the venue and tickets.com to make that happen, where they were so gracious and kind of let us actually sell tickets in Dogecoin because they don't accept crypto yet, and we were able to sell them outside of their ticket system, and then, of course, we got to buy the tickets after convert fiat, but it allows people to still buy tickets from us, and we still get them from tickets.com, but it allowed them to purchase them in Dogecoin, which is amazing. And speaking of purchasing Dogecoin, I have a huge announcement. We actually did a live spaces and a big announcement last Monday with Benzinga Live and myself and Sadie Superfly and Ryan from Liquidity Financial and also Chris, who's the founder of the amazing charity For My City. We were all on this live thing with Benzinga on Twitter Spaces and a Q&A for 7 hours on Monday.
Wow.
People just kept coming in and they wouldn't leave and they wanted to keep asking questions and we all stayed in there, the three founders, and just in there talking about it.
Wow.
And it was amazing and stuff. And so people just kept coming. Well, Dogecard is the world's first Visa debit card, and it pays you back in Dogecoin for every purchase you make.
Oh.
1.5% in Dogecoin for every purchase. You don't even have to know about a wallet. You don't even have to know how to use a wallet. You just have to know how to use a Visa card. You actually get a Visa-branded debit card through
mm-hmm.
Liquidity Financial and Evolve Bank. They'll actually give you a checking account. They don't even run a credit check because it's a debit card.
Mm-hmm.
But you get a checking account with Evolve Bank. They've been around for 95-plus years.
Okay.
And the Doge card will pay you every time. You can hook your bank account up to it, or you can, you know, transfer money in, wire it in, ACH it, or direct deposit. And what you do is every time you spend money, you'll get 1.5% back in Dogecoin that goes into your wallet there. When you refer friends and they get, they sign up for free. They get Dogecoin and you get Dogecoin. It's free to sign up. There's no fees on it. It's the best card. I've been testing it. Sadie and I were two of the first people to get it. And it's been amazing. We've been testing that card. It is truly amazing. Every purchase you make, you earn Dogecoin. So think about this. You pay your rent. You get gas, you get food, you go to the grocery,
mm-hmm.
you take your girl or boy out for a date. You're getting paid to do that, and not only do you get paid, but that Dogecoin, if you keep it in your wallet in there, and as the price of Doge goes up, that Doge will be worth more and more. You can't do that on any other card on the planet. And it will now also allow you to... It's available on the iOS and Android stores now. The website is dogecard.us, dot co, sorry. It's dogecard.co.
Okay.
So dogecard.co. And not only will it allow you to earn Dogecoin, but you will be able to, in the next couple of weeks, you will be able to spend Dogecoin anywhere in the world Visa is offered. That's a game changer for crypto and for Dogecoin.
Wow.
Imagine this. Your grandparents don't even have to know about crypto or anything about it or blockchain or keys to their wallet. You can hand them a card with the Doge dog on it. They can go use this Visa card anywhere Visa is. They can earn Dogecoin, and they can spend Dogecoin anywhere in the world Visa is. It is a game changer. That's dogecard.co.
And also you
and
had a number that you were going to give out to someone going to take tickets. So what is the number?
So the people that didn't make caller number two, we love your show, Cindy. We love what you're doing for the community.
Thank you.
And we want to support you in a big way. And so we want to give all your callers that are listening and all the callers that hear it, maybe not today, but hear it on replay sometime between now and the event, if you will text Dogepalooza at 832-378-7130. Text us at 832-378-7130 or email us at tickets@dogepalooza.com. That's tickets, T-I-C-K-E-T-S, at dogepalooza.com, D-O-G-E-P-A-L-O-O-Z-A.com.
And what's the number again?
Text or email us.
Give
it's 832 678-7130. Text or email us. We are going to randomly pick people between now and the event, your listeners, to give tickets to. And we will select a whole bunch of them, give them tickets. I've pulled tickets aside just to do this for you and your listeners. And also, any men or women in the military, active duty, or veterans, text me or contact me, and I will give you all tickets, too, because we love our troops, we support our troops, and thank you all for your service, too. So we want to do that. I'm making that official announcement here. That's breaking news. Haven't announced that anywhere yet.
Yay,
the first people
yay.
Have to hear.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to thank you for taking time to call the show and giving out my listeners free tickets. Again, you guys, all my online people, if you're online listening right now, if you replay the show or if you just email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com, I will definitely make sure y'all get to this event. It's April 23rd. It's going to be amazing. If y'all heard the lineup, it is going to be amazing. Sorry, I can't make the stage, y'all, because I had a little cold, so I can't perform for y'all. But anyway, text 832-378-7130. Again, the number is 832-378-7130. If you forget it, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. And again, y'all definitely got to come to this event. Sugarland, y'all, we are going to be there 12 to 1. We definitely going to be there. It will support
12
y'all.
To 10.
Oh, 12, 12 to 10.
Oh. 10 p.m. and a fireworks show. We have a fireworks show.
Oh, my God. I'm just excited.
Dionne Warwick,
I'm excited.
I mean, come on.
I'm
She's
excited.
She's a living legend and an icon.
I am
and
so
you
excited.
And you can win free tickets because of Cindy and her amazing talent. And I know Cindy's going to be there because I'm going to make sure she's there.
I am. I'm going to be right there on stage.
I'm going to be up on stage, Cindy, for sure. We're going to have the time of our lives. And you don't want to miss this. It's the world's first Dogecoin Music Festival, the world's first Doge Loser. I mean, we were mentioned on Saturday Night Live, you know.
That is
Come
so
on.
Awesome. Oh, my God. Thank you for calling the show today.
Thank you for having me, and thank you, listeners.
Wait. You gotta grind. You gotta grind.
Yeah. We got Cindy on the track. Old school track. New school vibe. You did it with this one, Cindy. Yeah, let's go.
Listen up, I got something to say. I made it to the top from around the way. It's a story of success without selling drugs. My body or my soul, no claims to thugs. I did it the right way, hard work and dedication. With God by my side, I found the motivation. Now I'm living out my dreams. Yo, this is the life. With the knowledge that I'm kicking, there's no more strife. No more struggling, this issue's for the bird. It's all about the life, just listen to my words. I spit in real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. If you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind.
Verse 2, you can call it a guide.